Let us know what you're seeing on the roads and or share your tomato stories. Daybreak Kelowna at cbc.ca, Daybreak Kelowna at cbc.ca, or 1-888-662-6628. Well, up next on the program, researchers with the Okanagan Nation Alliance are hoping to find a treatment for mange. The disease is affecting bighorn sheep populations in the area, causing large-scale die-offs. Now, a drug trial is underway on the Penticton Indian Band, and there are high hopes for its success. Mackenzie Clark is the Wildlife Program Lead with the Okanagan Nation Alliance and is on the line with us now. Now, Mackenzie, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me. Now you guys got me thinking about tomatoes.
Oh, I know. Hey. But we got to start with mange first, though. We can talk tomatoes.
Perfect.
Later. Tell us a little bit more about what mange is to begin with.
Yeah, so the sheep in the South Okanagan have a mange called seroptic mange. Mm-hmm. It's a skin disease that affects like this top surface layer of their skin, and there's a little mite that kind of eats away at that top surface layer, kind of causes weeping sores, kind of scabs, buildup of like really itchy skin. And so the sheep can't stop itching their skin, they have a lot of hair loss, and they have a really poor overall body condition.
And tell us a little bit more, I mean, it sounds uncomfortable, but why is it detrimental to the bighorn sheep populations?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is they often get this large hair loss. And so in the winter, they kind of have a poorer body condition. So sometimes they're dying of exposure. They do seem to have a buildup of skin scabs and mites encrusting in their ears. And so they seem to lose a lot of hearing in their ears, which is unfortunate because then they get easier to sneak up on from predators. Sometimes they don't hear cars coming. And then their body is just trying to fight the seroptic mange, so they're just, their overall condition's a lot worse. And so if there's like an additive factor, like a tough winter or something else that comes in, they just don't really have that like stamina to help kind of persist through it like some of the other populations do.
And how prevalent is it?
Yeah, so it's in the Ashinola similkameen population, which kind of goes from Penticton all the way down to the US border. So all of those sheep in that population unfortunately have mange. If one of them has it, they all seem to have it. It's kind of spread throughout.
And does it spread, like how does it spread into, I mean, we're talking about, does it spread between species?
Yeah, so it doesn't that we know of. So we've done some testing. Right now, it does seem to stay in the sheep, which is good, because if it does spread throughout the different populations of other animals, that's just such a big task to try and tackle. I don't even know how we would. But right now, it's just the sheep that we know of. There's been lots of research done in the States and other places as well that's found that it is just within sheep. It did originally come from, we're thinking, from a domestic rabbit farm. And so it can switch between hosts. And so that's why we're kind of wanting to kick off this drug trial now, if we can, just to try and get a treatment for it before it does potentially host switch again and become a bigger issue for us to even try and deal with.
Yeah. So let's talk about this new drug trial. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so there was a drug trial that went on in 2016 to 2019, and they tried to figure out, is there some sort of drug that can clear the sheep of the mange? How long does it protect them for? And so that drug trial went well, but they kind of ran out of time. And so we need to figure out what is the actual dosage that we can use of a drug, and then how long do we have before we have to like reapply it on the landscape? And so what we're doing right now is we caught a bunch of wild bighorn sheep, some of them kind of near Penticton, and some of them down near the Ashinola, kind of near the U.S. border. And then we move them into these captive pens, and we're going to have them for about 18 or so months. And we will trial two different drugs on them to see which one works the best. And then how long does it actually like keep them clear of the mange?
And where did the initial drug trial happen?
The initial drug trial happened on Penticton Indian Badland. So right above like the Penticton Airport up in the hills, kind of, we have some pens up there. And so that's where we're doing this one again. We've built some new pens, kind of revamped the old pens, and just doing it in the same spot because the infrastructure was already there. The band has been a big partner in it. And so it's been a good thing that's already set up, which has been a huge cost savings and time savings for us, which has been nice.
Right. And where are you getting the drugs from?
So the drugs are from, there's a company that's out of Australia. And they have some places in Canada here. So there are two different drugs we're trialing. One is called Fluralaner or Bravecto, and then the other one is called Moxidectin. So we're going to try each one individually and then try a combination of those two drugs and see which one works best.
And like, why is it a trial? Like, what do we know about these drugs? Have they been used on mange before?
Yeah, so the one called Bravecto has been used in that previous drug trial. So it did show that it worked. And then the one Moxidectin has been used in the UK. So it's a drug that they often use for, they call it sheep scab. So it's like the domestic sheep version of this mange. So they use it over there. We've been working with a seroptic mange researcher. And so he was like, suggested that this drug would also work for wild sheep. So we're just trialing it just to figure out the dosage and the efficacy on wild animals, but it's been used on domestic animals in the past, which is good.
So I'm just trying to figure this out. Is this mange like a new kind of mange? Like, why isn't there already a cure for it?
Yeah, so it's not a new mange for sheep. So there's a couple of different variations of it. So there's one called Seroptes ovis, and that would be the one that like a domestic fluffy white sheep would have. This one is called Seroptes cuniculi, and it's usually one that we've only ever seen in rabbits. So I think it's just because the rabbits and the sheep spent so much time in close proximity, it was able to host switch. And so this is kind of a unique situation that we've never seen anywhere else before, where the rabbit mange has went to the sheep. So that's why there's not a treatment that's already been established. But we're hoping that these ones will work. And then that's something that we can also, you know, refer to other people that have the different types of mange, just that they could also potentially use this treatment as well.
So this could be a real game changer then.
We're hoping. It is unfortunate when you see them. They're quite crusty. They don't look very good. The lambs seem to be affected more than the adults. So they're sometimes with the ones that we saw this year, they didn't have any fur and they just don't look very great at all. So we're hoping that something can change, and then this is something that we can use as a management tool for them.
Because what's at stake here if this isn't gotten on top of?
Yeah, so what we've seen is since it's been introduced in 2011, there's been around like a 60% reduction in the population. And that was the first 4 years was the largest reduction in that. And that's typically what you see with like introduced diseases, is that the first couple of years, there's a big population drop. And so we're just really cautious that we don't want, you know, our issue of this disease that the sheep have getting out to another herd and then seeing another big population drop in a herd that's never seen the disease, or transferring to other sheep in different parts of the population or the province and them getting this disease and them having a population decline. And so we're trying to really get ahead of it before we accidentally, you know, spread it further or it goes into the States, because our sheep are also transboundary. And then our sheep have another disease called pneumonia. And so we're also worried about the mange transferring to the pneumonia sheep, and then they're getting another die off. And so, yeah, we always talk about it, like everything with these sheep is a little bit depressing, but yeah. We're trying to improve it if we can, but okay. We're just trying to do our part to stop the spread if we can right now.
No kidding. So if you do find an effective treatment here, then how what's the next step? Like, how do you get it into the wild populations?
Yeah, so there's kind of a couple different options with the sheep. So the one is an injectable drug, the one is an oral drug. And so if we have one of them that works, we will have to likely handle most of the sheep in the population and then administer that drug to them. But one thing that we're hoping to do is that we are looking at doing a test and remove in the future, just because there is pneumonia in some of the sheep in our population. And that's something where you handle every sheep anyways. And so if we do have a drug that we know works for mange, it's safe for them. It doesn't really cause any adverse effects that we know of. So we would just give every sheep a shot of the drug, just as a preemptive measure. And then that's something that we can also inform like our counterparts in other places of the province, like this is something that works. And so if you are concerned that this is a risk or something, you know, you can give them this drug. Mm-hmm. When you have your hands on them.
And when will you get an idea of when you'll know that this has worked?
Yeah. So we're thinking in about like 6 to 8 months, we'll have an idea of which drug will potentially work. But the way that we kind of lay it out is we're going to be giving them their first round of the drug in September. Then you kind of leave them on their own for a little bit. Kind of see how long it takes for the live mites to disappear off their body. So we'll take different samples once a month. And then you bring in some animals that we already have in a pen that still have the mange, and you bring them in and see how long does it take for those animals that have been treated with the drug to then become, you know, mange infested again. So then we'll kind of have an idea of like the actual time period. So probably within the next like year, we'll have an idea of how long it'll take.
And just briefly, how do you give them the drug? Do you have to treat them each individually?
Yeah, they each have to have it individually. So the one is like a liquid and you kind of squirt it in their throat. It's like a similar drug to what you might have used sometimes for treating worms and stuff in your dogs or your cats. Right. And then the other one is an injectable one. So it kind of gets injected right near their ear. It's just a little shot.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for telling us all about it. And I hope you have a big juicy tomato in your future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye, Mackenzie.
Bye.
That's Mackenzie Clark, the Wildlife Program Lead with the Okanagan Nation Alliance. Thanks so much for joining us.